Are you familiar with that?
Howdy, my name's Joe Manatic.
Hey, Joe.
I'd like to welcome you to Laurel Mountain Highlands H&I Workshop. Could we please open up this workshop with a moment of silence followed by the Serenity Prayer? God, grant us the serenity to accept the things that cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Howdy guys. I'd like to welcome you to the Laurel Mountain Highlands H&I workshop. My name is Joe. I'm an addict. And so we do have some few new people here, and I kind of just wanted to go over what H&I does. Like, what is an H&I meeting? Like, I'm going to pass out workshop information packets. If you have one, you know, you want to get familiar, passing those out. What is an H&I meeting? In order to form a certain understanding of H&I meetings presentation, it is important to know where it fits in our service structure. Rather than being an NA group, which may be represented at the Area Service Committee by GSR, and H&I meeting presentation is a service provided by the Area Service Committee through its H&I subcommittee. An H&I meeting presentation is always held under the
auspices
of an H&I subcommittee. Any meeting not linked into the service structure in this way is not an H&I meeting. When there is no exiting H&I subcommittee, groups conducting H&I service can be accountable by following the WSC H&I guidelines and reporting to the ASC or the RSC. So, an H&I meeting, most of you already know, half of you are, you know, involved in H&I. Like, our goals are to carry the message to the still sick and suffering addict, planting the seed. I don't know about you, but like the first time I ever heard the Narcotics Anonymous message was in a treatment facility, and it was like through H&I. I didn't stay clean after that facility, but the seed was planted, and I knew like I saw a dude who looked like me, who acted like me. I mean, he was a little different than me, but he was crazy and he was happy and clean, man. And like, so the purpose of H&I is to carry a message into a facility that they can't get out of, like a prison or a rehab or like a halfway house where they don't have access to outside meetings. The service side of our H&I in our Laurel Mountain Highlands area is conducted of a panel. There's a chair, a vice chair, we got the secretary, and then we have our panel coordinators. And our panel coordinators are each assigned, like they are assigned to a specific facility, a jail, a rehab, a treat, like, you know, they all have their thing. And then underneath them, you have the panel leaders. And the panel leaders coordinate with their panel coordinator to find speakers and to conduct the meetings in the facilities. So the goal of the panel, the goal of the panel coordinators is to make sure everybody is following H&I guidelines, the do's and don'ts of the facility, and making sure they follow the facility's guidelines also. Like, we have our guidelines in this packet, the do's and don'ts and the rules, but ultimately the facility's rules trump ours. If theirs are more stricter, like with time or anything like that, we have to follow the facility's rules, you know, just so we don't step on any toes, and so we're still able to carry the message of Narcotics Anonymous. The panel coordinator's job is to make sure everything's running well and then bring that back to the area. So like, they meet during the area service meeting every third Saturday of the month. We meet at 1 o'clock at Evansburg to conduct our meeting, and we go from there. So we're gonna go over the do's and don'ts of H&I. Facility rules. All right. Do not accept don't attempt to give the facility agreement in writing. Oh, do attempt to give the facility agreements in writing. Do clarify the rules with whomever you bring into the facility. Whoever you're taking in there, hopefully they have a workshop. If not, it's always smart, like, think at Twin Lakes we keep a copy of the do's and don'ts, just in case there's someone new in there, so we can make sure we share a clear message of Narcotics Anonymous. Do adhere to the security regulations at all times. And this has definitely increased due to, like, the situation we were just in, like, outside issue, but it's an inside issue, the pandemic, man. More rules got applied. If the facility needs you to wear a mask and all that stuff, like, we have to abide, you know, like, and because we are representing Narcotics Anonymous at that time. You know, you are a representative of Narcotics Anonymous when you go in to do H&I, so, you know, obviously be polite and, you know, adhere to the rules. To arrive early to set up the meeting and to safely secure requirements. Like, just make sure, you know, you're there early, 15 minutes early, make sure you got your stuff set up, make sure the facility knows you're good to go, like, they know where everything's at, you know. Do keep the staff informed of any whereabouts, of your whereabouts. Like, let them know where you're at. Most facilities, you know, here's where you go, this is it, it's set in stone, they got it down. And a lot of the facilities we were in, they've been doing this for a while, so they have their system down pat. Do obey the dress code. Exercise common sense. Don't be a jag off and wear a Speedo to H&I. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Damn it. Actually, if you go into prisons, if I had these shorts on, they wouldn't let me in the door.
Exactly.
You gotta wear long pants. If it's 98 degrees outside and humidity's 100%,
so, and that goes right back to following the guidelines of the facility. Do's and don'ts for the panel leaders and members. Do screen all panel members, speakers, and chairpersons. I don't know about you, but I have had an accident of, like, not a clear message going in to a treatment facility due to something that was said it was in an NA, but it was sharing a blurred message, and it wasn't sharing Narcotics Anonymous. It was a recruiting type thing, and it came back bad, and, like, I had to deal with the fallout of that with the facility and all this stuff. So, like, so screening panel members, speakers, and chairperson is essential, and these are the basics. Like, do you have an NA home group, NA sponsor? Do you work NA steps? Like, the basics. You know, because sometimes we forget about to ask about it. Somebody's like, yeah, I'll speak, and we don't even know, like, all right. Because H&I is slim, so getting people to get involved, like, sometimes, I know personally, I forget to, like, ask some of these basic questions. Do ensure that members that are on parole or probation is cleared with the correction facility or parole officer to do so. And, like, that also bounces right back to facility roles. Depending on it, it's mostly with jails and prisons, like, to make sure you have to pass clearance and everything, so you'll get weeded out, trust and believe, you will get denied. Do adhere to the clean time requirements of the facility and the H&I committee. So our clean time requirements are to sit in, you have to have 90 days to sit in an H&I meeting. To be a panel leader, you have to have 6 months. To speak, you have to have 6 months, and those are our guidelines. And that's for, like, most facilities, but then it depends on the facility again. A lot of the jails and prisons, they want you to have at least a year clean and stuff, so, like, that is fluid too. It changes depending on what facility you're going into. Ensure that a clear NA message of recovery is carried by all panel members. Just what I talked about, you know. We say clean, we're addicts, you know, like. Do choose panel members and speakers according to the H&I guidelines. And that just falls back. All right, so that is it for our do's and don'ts. I do have some stuff here. I have an H&I sign-up sheet for people that are willing to speak in our area and travel to, like, some of our other facilities. And these are the facilities that we have right now. Twin Lakes in Somerset County is open and it's going good. The facility has cut down in size a little bit, just due to staffing, and it's pretty much only men going in there now. Pyramid, as of right now, is closed. We haven't been able to get back in there. We do have a line of contact, but they haven't opened up back yet. Cove Forge, same thing. I have not had any line of contact set up. Tried to like get a hold of them. No one's got back to me with Cove Forge. Indiana Jail, Indiana County Jail's going back in. They're ready to go. Spirit Life's going back in, ready to go. SCI Pine Grove is closed as of right now. And SCI Somerset, nothing's going on there yet. SCI Laurel Highlands is good. There's some guys going in there right now. They are looking for a panel coordinator, someone to come to area, you know, and like help coordinate and get some people in there. Somerset County Jail just opened back up. They got a panel coordinator, but we are trying to find guys and girls to go in there. And I have some volunteer sheets too, just saying. So if you're trying to get involved in the jail, see me after the meeting. I got a volunteer sheet for you to sign. Well, you know, sign up for. Cambria County Prison's still closed. Nothing's going on there. And then we also have the Commandment of St. Joe's Rehabilitation Center, which is going good. Tim P. is the panel coordinator for that guy. So these are just some of the commitments that we have right now. And a lot has shut down due to the pandemic, man. Things are just finally starting to open back up. I took on this commitment at a weird time, man. And like, I'm honored. H and I saved my life, and I'm honored to be able to do this, and it's just been a struggle to get back into these facilities and help carry the message, man. But so, without further ado, I'm going to have a couple people speak on their experience, you know, and strength and hope of H and I, and we're going to start out with Seth, and then move on to KDA, and so without further ado, Seth?
I'm an addict named Seth.
Hey, Seth.
I don't know. Matt kind of alluded to it. A lot of times, like, H and I workshops is, like, preaching to the choir. Like, so I don't feel the need to really come up here and be like, oh, you know, get a commitment. For the people who are, like, new and wanting to get involved with H and I, though, like, H and I has always been close to me, like, like, I was a resident at, like, one of our areas, like, jail commitments, one of the prison commitments. And, like, at the time, like, they didn't have an H&I meeting. And, like, it was kind of, I don't know, man. Like, looking back, like, I wish there would have been one, but, you know, it is what it is. But, like, when I got out and, you know, I got out of prison, I had used, I had gotten the opportunity to go to a facility, and like somebody came in with H&I, and like the thing for me was like, I had never, I had been introduced to Narcotics Anonymous, but like I don't really feel like seeds were ever like planted, like they were kind of planted, but like I felt like I didn't really have the opportunity to get clean based on where I live, whatever. And like what ended up happening at H&I was like, I heard my story from somebody else's mouth, right? Like I identified with the familiar pain, you know, and like for me, like it was real specific. Like the dude who was speaking had lost his father while he was incarcerated. My daughter was born while I was incarcerated. And like what I recognized was like the pain that came with that, right? And like I say that because like you never know. Like, H&I is, like, frontline shit. Like, it's not, we're not putting on a dance, we're not putting on a softball game. Like, it's not, like, you're, I'm literally, when I'm going to an H&I commitment, like, I'm literally going to do frontline shit with people who are very, still much surrounded by the disease, man. So, like, it touches my heart because, like, I was that person still wrapped up in the disease. And somebody from Narcotics Anonymous, like, literally brought in the message, here you go. So I don't know, man, like, that H&I has been, like, consistently through my, like, journey in service, you know what I mean? Like, And that wasn't like the only time I believe H and I like saved my life. Like H and I saved my life clean lots of times. You know what I mean? Because it was something I always felt strongly about. Like I think I had 63 days clean when they, when I got nominated for secretary. Like I was under the suggested clean time, but like, and not, you know, I had the willingness and I was a dairy, you know what I mean? So like, I started serving on H&I like early, like, and I got in there and like, kind of loved the trenches. I held the same, like I got a commitment with this one facility in the city that I just moved from. And whether it was panel coordinator or panel leader, like I was involved with that facility for 5 straight years. And like, there was a lot of times through that 5 years where like my meeting attendance would be shitty or, you know, I was on my little, like, mad at the fellowship of people because, like, we're not perfect. And, like, I don't want to be whatever, right? And, like, I would go to H&I and, like, take in a speaker and, like, it, you know what I mean? Like, that commitment held me, like, anchored into, like, that selfless service that I believe keeps me clean. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I've always been one of them H&I dudes. I don't know, man. It's been one of the most fulfilling subcommittees I've been a part of. And like, there's not much to say. Like, it's frontline shit. Like, you're literally going smooth into the pits of hell to try to help pull one of us out. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know, man. I've seen like prayers get answered in H&I. You know what I mean? Like, not even others, like mine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I shared on an H&I workshop with my sponsor at the Men's Recovery Conference a couple years ago. I'm like, I feel real heavy doing this, but like when I look back, man, like between like those couple years, man, like H&I. Like I remember, like, you know how when like you go to some meetings and they're like, okay, we're gonna take a moment of silence, like pray for somebody you'd like to see in the room. Like I prayed for the same dude for years. One day I'm sitting in a county jail at an H&I meeting, and here comes this fucking noodle rolling in. You know what I mean? I'm like, I ain't gonna say no. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna leave. Like, just, you know, stood there and like, but like I got to watch some, you know what I mean? And like, was the seed planted? Like, I don't know, I hope so, you know, but like at the end of the day, man, like that's what we're doing, right? Like H&I is like that Johnny Appleseed shit. Like you show up, you plant seeds and you hope they grow. And so I don't know, it's always been like to me, like, it's like the epitome of like the selfless service. You know what I mean? Like you show up, like you don't even get to see if the seeds grow. You know what I'm like, you don't even know. Like you literally show up, you know, put in the footwork and like don't even, like people go home, people go there, you know, depending on what kind of facility you go in, you never know. But like doesn't stop us from planting seeds. So like, I don't know, man, like if you're new and like wanting to get involved with H&I, like my personal experience has always been that it's a very fulfilling subcommittee to be a part of, and I'm real grateful for it because like it's always an honor and a privilege to be of service to this fellowship. And H&I holds like a real special place in my heart. I don't know, I think that's all I got.
Thanks, Seth. Hi, Katie.
I'm Katie. I'm an addict.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
Katie.
I was not expecting this, so thank you for asking me to speak. So my experience with H&I is very similar with Seth. You know, my first sponsor, she was here. But I think I don't even know if I had 6 months clean. I might have by then, but she was like, you're doing H&I. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? And I did it, and like, I haven't stopped since. You know what I mean? And I still have yet to find someone that has either spoke for H&I or has been a part of it that didn't like it. You know what I mean? I still haven't found that person. Like, because H&I is where it's at, man. Like, of all the committees, like, I love H&I. I've been a part of it. I did H and I on the panel.
We got two left.
Leader for a facility for 2 years, and then I was a panel leader. Well, the first one was a rehab, and then I did a little bit with a jail, but then COVID happened and stuff, so that ended rather quickly. And then now I'm in like another facility, and it's just so beautiful, and like to be that hope for those people, like to show that like it is possible, you know, or like some of those people are just so broken, and like to just be there and be like, hey man, like I love you, like stay, just try, you know, to see them pick up those IPs and know that like if I wasn't there, if we didn't have this commitment for this area, like, you know what I mean? It's just that hope, man. And to just see them pick them all up and be excited when we get there, like, it just fills my heart so much. Like, and it's just like going to another meeting, you know? And I feel like especially now with, you know, like things change and a lot of inpatient facilities, at least around here, they're not taking them to outside meetings. You know, so it's so important for me to really commit to this and make sure I'm there every first and third, and like, you know, as time goes on, if we can, you know, end up going like once a week, because like, I don't, like, we're all they got, man. You know, like, because I'm really grateful for my opportunity when I was in treatment and H and I came in and I was able to go to outside meetings, like I got that hope. You know what I mean? It's just been like a true honor to be there, you know, and to share that pain, and that it's very humbling, you know, because there, I'm not gonna lie, there are some days where like I don't want to go, I'd rather just stay home or like blah blah blah, and I'll find every excuse, but like when I get there and I leave, like I feel so much better. You know, and like they help me just as much as like I'm helping them, you know, when like the meeting's over and like, you know, we're in the circle and like we hold that moment, you know, and like we just like we cry together and we just talk, and like I'm just there to listen, you know what I mean? Because like if I can just be that hope for someone, because someone did it for me, you know what I mean? And after so long, like it's time to give back, you know what I mean? I can eat off the buffet as much as I want, but at some point I got to put something on the table. So me participating actively in H and I is my way of giving back to Narcotics Anonymous. So I will continue to do that. So I have.
Thanks, Katie. Howdy, my name's Joe Manatic. Thank you guys for sharing. That was awesome. I know H and I brought it up earlier. We were just talking like H and I, like when it first when I first met H and I, like that little seed was planted. Like that's when I found out about Narcotics Anonymous. Like I had no idea. I had an idea the other fellowship existed. I used to make fun of them when I walked down the road because there was one in my hometown. I'll never be that guy, you know what I'm saying? Look at me now, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. But like, so I found out about Narcotics Anonymous through H&I. And I didn't stay clean after that treatment facility, but I did find a meeting after that treatment facility. And I found out that Narcotics Anonymous was local to my area. And then when I ended up going back to treatment, H and I came in there again, and like I recognized one of the dudes I seen at a meeting. Like I wasn't a part of Narcotics Anonymous before, like I went to that last treatment facility, like, but I showed up at a few meetings, man. I wasn't a member yet. You remember when you say you are. And I remembered the dude, and I'm like, hey man, do you remember me? And he's like, yeah, I think. I was like, well, I get out soon, I'm gonna see you. And he's like, we'll see. I'm like, what? This motherfucker? So like I ran off a little spite and stuff, but like, man, like the dude came in and I saw that dude at the meeting when I got out at a Thursday night meeting in KISS. Like I seen that dude and I was like, here I am. And like that guy like brought me into the service structure, into like showed me how important area service was, and I got right into H and I, man. And like I heard the message and like I wanted to give it back. Like as soon as I could sit in on an H and I meeting, I was there. Like sat in, watched how it ran, you know. As soon as like I could share one, like I was there. And like magic happens in H and I, man. We talk about like Seth and both Katie talk about like giving hope and planting seeds, man. And like there's nothing like more magical when I'm sitting in my home group and that dude walks in. He's from a meeting, like an H&I meeting, like I was blessed to be a part of. man. Like, and that's the magic, the love of the fellowship. Like, I feel that, and like, I love it. And I couldn't get, like, there's nothing better on earth, man. Like, that's why I love H&I so much. And like, that's why this past year has just been a struggle, man. And I feel like I've been treading water because I'm trying to get different ways to get these meetings back in here to like save lives. And it's just been a struggle, man. And now things are starting to open back up and like my hope's starting to grow. This retreat like is a beautiful thing, man. Like I see all these people here and I just love it so much. And like I thank God for H&I, man, because like if that dude wasn't there to carry a message, man, like I probably wouldn't be here today. And like I probably wouldn't be here today if I didn't show up and do some sort of service work. And I just happened to like go with what I loved, man, H&I. And like they both said before me, like I've never ran into somebody who did H&I and said they hated it. You know, like it's a beautiful thing and I love it to death. And like I'm thankful to the committee for having an H&I workshop. Hopefully you guys heard some things here. Hopefully, you know, you guys are active. Most everybody here is like pretty active in their areas and fellowship. Like, hopefully somebody gets involved. Drag your sponsees, whatever you gotta do, you know, like get people involved. Like, this is beautiful work and I love H&I. That's about all I have. Like I said, I do have these two, and these are for our area. This is from the PR committee. These have they're little poster things, so like you put them up. It's got a QR code scanner. You can have it at your home group, this, that, or you can take them into facilities. If your facility's okay with it, like I know we have one at Twin Lakes and stuff, they can put it on their poster board for when they're leaving. And it also, it takes us to the Lower Mountain Highlands meeting list, but it also, you can go from the meeting list and connect with our website that will take you to region, to world. So like if somebody's going to a different area, this is still like, and everything's getting more modern. So we've got these, so if anybody wants to take one for, you know, your commitment or whatever, feel welcome to, or if your church is cool with it, or your home group, whatever, you know, it's a way to, you know, help get the meeting list out there. I have a sign-up sheet here too for anybody local, just to get some names and numbers on here who's down to do some H&I. And I have the volunteer sheets for Somerset County Jail, and I also have the volunteer sheets for SCI Laurel Highlands. So if anybody's local to the area and trying to get involved, like, please see me after the meeting. But I think that's all I got, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, my name's Larry McCovey.
Hey, Larry.
Updating on SCI Somerset, talked to Mrs. Clark. It's like all the other facilities. Things are changing. I'm not going to really push or ask anybody to do anything until we dot the I's and cross the T's. But the change is, like with the other facilities, they're breaking it up. And the meetings are going to be during the day. No, three meetings a week because it's broken up. But I need to have a meeting with her on what's your game plan on this subject to change before I approach and ask and push for volunteers to come in. Because they could change in a second from Harrisburg to here. So, but it is getting ready to open. I know it's going to be slow, but it's going to happen. I figure the I's are not going to be crossed or dotted and the T's crossed till November. But bring it up with your home groups. You know, you have to have 2 years clean. They've gotten to know the volunteers there pretty well, so there's some slack there when we're honest with them. You can get in. If you've been there sometimes, you can get in. If you're on parole sometimes, you can get in. It all depends. But what I'm going to ask is, I'm very serious about this, is what does your sponsor think about this? More than what you think about it? You know, that's how I was brought into this. You know, and I questioned this because it's not about me and it's not about them. If something doesn't go right, it doesn't fall on them, it falls on Narcotics Anonymous.
That's right.
So it's part of our responsibility to protect Narcotics Anonymous. But when I know more, I'll let Joe know. When it's about ready to make a movement, I'm saying this to start to bring up in your home groups that SCI Somerset's getting ready to start. And let me tell you this. When we finished, there was over 50 people coming to the meeting. It started out at like 10. The 50 were coming into the meeting. And it was like, damn, the concerts were getting shaky. I just told them, well, cool, let's just get in Browns and we'll just think we're part of them. You know, just hold the meeting. You know, but I just wanted to update on the summers.
Thanks, Larry.
I'm Matt and I'm an addict.
Yeah, Matt.
I'm piggyback on what Larry says. See, the thing is, and I do this actually in meetings on the street too. You got to be cognizant, when you're carrying a message, you got to be cognizant of who's in the room. You know, like if I have personal stuff going on, I have a sponsor. Well, I'm going to get a new sponsor because Rich died. You guys know that. But I have some other places to take it to. You don't take personal garbage into an H&I meeting. You know, it's not all about me. See, it's about carrying a message. And the thing is I've done all kinds of H&I work. My first H&I was with the adolescent unit, Twin Lakes. They don't have it anymore. I did that because I was an adolescent addict. You know, actually, I was one of them before they were invented because they had no treatment. No, we didn't exist. I invented them because I went to the IOD and go to the hospital. They stuck me in intensive care, stuck me on the street. They didn't have any treatment for adolescents. So I knew how to talk to them because I knew I was an adolescent. I did not talk to them like they were kids because I know when I was their age, I didn't want to be talked to like a kid. You know, it's kind of like that. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, and you're in a facility, sometimes meetings go off track. It takes skill a little bit to get them back on track without upsetting anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's one of those things, and it's actually like what Larry said, you know, I dress appropriately. I don't take anything into the jail. I don't even take car keys in there. You know, I walk them in my car. You know, I show up on time, I leave on time. You know, the most important thing, I heard this once at a regional H&I workshop. The most important thing, you know what the number one job is when we take an H&I meeting in? The number one job is they let us back in the next week. You know, no matter what happens at that meeting, if they let us back in the next week, we've accomplished our mission. Now, sad to say is I don't want to go into all kinds of stories, but I got stories what happens when we got booted out of places. You know, and we got booted out of all kinds of places. And it goes back to is remember why the hell you're there, right? And the thing is the reason I'm there, you know, is that the first meeting I've ever attended in Mark Clark's office was in a rehab. I'm grateful to those people. You know, I get the good feel thing from it, right? But in order to give back, as I have to do what they did, right? I have to carry a clear NA message. You know, and I have to ensure that we can get back. And Larry will tell you, I'll tell you, it's frustrating with this COVID shit. Hopefully hopefully a year from now I never even want to hear the word again. You know what I mean? But we're going to just have to persevere through because guess what? COVID ain't going to last forever. It isn't. It can't. So, you know, we have to get to the other side. You know, and I'm going to say this too, H&I isn't for everybody. You know, it really isn't. Because you have to have a motivation to carry your message to somebody like you were at one point. And you have to relate to carrying a message to where people were at, where you were at one point. If you don't got that part, you know, that's why we call it selfless service. It ain't about me anymore. And that's the most important thing I can stress is it's not about me. You know, and the rewards are, I'll just tell one little story. We used to have, and I guess I heard that we're going back to Farmington for the regional retreat, spiritual regional retreat. We were at Farmington, actually. So this is going back many, many years. You know, it was before 09. It was probably 06, 07, something. We're at Denver Mine. I went to Farmington. It rained like hell. That was God's way of saying go to a meeting. Because generally when I'm camping, I don't even go to any meetings. So I go to this meeting. And this guy gets up, and he's telling his story, and he said that his story was he picked up a crankshaft in a fight and killed a guy. And then he goes on his story, and he says, yeah, and I was in SCI Crescent. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm thinking, well, shit, I was taking meetings in there in SCI Crescent. And it come to find out that not only did he get clean and he did his bit, he got clean, he was the H&I chair for his area. Okay? Now talk about that. And I went up to him because I didn't remember him. I said, do you remember me? He said, yeah, you used to take meetings to SCI Crescent. Now, shit like that happens. You have no control over that. But that's the payback of doing H&I. Mm. And you know what? I'd still do H&I even if that didn't happen. Because that's not why I do it. That's it.
Thanks, Matt. Matt.
Do you mind if I say anything? I'm an addict named Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
I'm from Harrisburg. And this is my 19 and a half years I've been in H&I. Mm-hmm. For one reason only. I was in a facility they brought H&I to me. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found over the years is if we can get them involved with what we're trying to do, you will see more of them show up at your meetings and look at you and say, I remember you, you brought a meeting into our facility. And it may be a year from now before you run into that person, but they will remember you if you get them involved into what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is carry a presentation of Narcotics Anonymous. We're not in there to hear about their Aunt Sally's hernia operation and shit like that. We're in there to give them a presentation of what we know about this beloved fellowship, Narcotics Anonymous. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most important things I found, is if we can get them involved. Now, in rehabs, it's a lot easier than in jails, mm-hmm. Okay? Because in jails, they gotta be very careful what they say. Because I don't know about you, but the jails in Harrisburg, they're being monitored. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a camera in the room. Mm-hmm. They're being monitored. So they gotta be careful, but in rehab, okay, we're not there to tell them you got the worst tech in the world. That's none of our business. But one of the things that I found that helps get them involved, once a month, I've been doing this White Deer Run in Lebanon County for the past 14 years. The same one every Monday night for 14 years. I found out that if they're in there for a while, once a month, I go in and I give each one of them a piece of paper. And I tell them, you all got pencils, right? Or pens, yeah. Ask me a question about recovery, about our literature, about Narcotics Anonymous. And at the end of the meeting, I will gather them and I'll answer each and every one of your questions. If I don't know the answer tonight, I will have it for you next month. That gets them involved. Now, they're going to ask you some questions that you're going to read it, and I don't care who you're sleeping with. So you tell them, I can't answer this. You don't even read the question. I can't answer this question right now, but if you want to talk to me after the meeting, I'll tell you why. Because we don't have an opinion on that side. Those type things. But yeah, getting people involved is what really sells this H&I thing, I found out. It's just something I thought I'd pass on. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Can I say one more thing, Joe?
Larry.
Ditto what you said. There's so much involved in that. It's like, how do you explain everything in this short H&I meeting that it took us decades and our forefathers to learn?
Right.
Getting them plugged into NA and not us is the ticket and it's a slow process. Something I was strongly convicted to share over the years, it came to me, is that when you're talking to people and they're thinking about making a commitment to H&I, for some reason, your mind goes straight to it's a one-year commitment. Okay. No, it's not. and Matt said it. You know, and I'll say to people that look at me, check this out. If it's for you, you'll know in three meetings. Mm-hmm. If it's not for you, you'll know in three meetings. Mm-hmm. So there ain't no problem with saying no. The problem is going to be, if you like it, arguing about you want to go in more. But that is an experience we all learn, and I'm one of those people that it don't matter how long you've been doing this shit, because I could get focused on that old timer shit because I'm an old timer. But this young blood has a lot to add to what the younger generation may need to hear this. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's like, we need to communicate with one another so we can do what Narcotics Anonymous would have us. Check this out. It ain't about Larry. What's nice about H&I, why it isn't popular, is there ain't no effing prestige in H&I.
That's right.
Yes. That's right.
You know, your name ain't going to be on the front page and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to share an experience with you. We was running a guy out to York to a halfway house. So the first thing we did was took him to a meeting in York, hand him a bunch of meeting lists. We heard Tom and I heard Tom, Larry. He was like, okay, we ain't the only Tom and Larry in the world. It ain't us. And three dudes come running up the room and grabbed us and thanked us for, not us, because they knew us, for N.A. They said, man, you know, like, we got a shot at this because of N.A., but we want to thank you for bringing it in. Now, this is long distance. Maybe I'm talking too much. No, I'm not. So let's get back to the focus. We need to communicate with one another so we can do what Narcotics Anonymous would do for one another. One more thing. I hit them with the way it was so quiet with 40-some guys there. I said, come in. I said, man, piss on this shit. Everybody grab a piece of paper and write down a topic you want to hear. This is Ask It Basket.
Yep.
So what I did was when they picked it out of the envelope, and after they shared on that, there was a short feedback, and then they had to pick someone else to share. And them punks was picking people that they shared as months. I was sitting there laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is.
No, I think it, you stress. That's real important. Like, in long-term facilities like SEIs, there's some guys that are going to be locked up for a long time. Get them involved. There's nothing wrong with having them have service positions. We've had chairs, meetings. Matter of fact, at Crescent SCI, we were called the guests. We would share last. It was their meeting. They ran it themselves, and we would always speak last. And it was an interesting meeting. I mean, it was better than some meetings I went to on the street, because these guys were about something, and they were working a program recovery. In a short-term facility, you can't do that. We're more merely just an introduction to NA. That's okay, too.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You got to look. It's like, know your audience. You know, when you go to a facility, and I had 4 years, I'm going into Crescent, there's guys with 8, 9, 10 years of recovery and who are working a program and working steps. That's a different audience than if you're going into a treatment center and everybody's just, you know, they're still coming off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, you gotta, it's just like being in a meeting, you know, if it's all old timers or long timers or whatever you want to call it, you're gonna have a different meeting than if you have a lot of new people. And it should be that way. That's it.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Howdy, I'm Joe. I'm an addict.
Howdy, Joe.
All right. Just another reminder, I have a H&I workshop sheet if anybody needs one before they leave. It's got the do's and don'ts in it. I've got some pamphlets, the meeting list, bad boys, some applications. And if anybody has any questions about H&I in our area and wants to get with me after the meeting, you got me or Heather, like, we can help you out, get you involved and stuff. So that's all I got. Can we close this meeting with a serenity prayer? Me and Andrew.
Probably. Don't get old and fat. Yep. Actually, I'm not fat, I'm just easy to see.
Heather, you take us out?
Sure, can we have a moment of silence for the silent sign, followed by the waiver from the serenity?
God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Yes.
Good job, Joe.
H&I.